Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. One more daily editorial here for New Year's Eve. And just as a note, this daily editorial will also be on the weekend show. We are chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc, I know a lot of our listeners want to hear your outlook for the precious metals, even though you have been sharing your thoughts with our listeners through the comment section. We're going to get to the precious metals, but first, I do want to get your thoughts on the U.S. equity markets. We've chatted a lot off mic about the U.S. markets, but we've never spent too much time, at least in the last little while, getting your thoughts on the market. Look, there's no denying that 2021 and even, well, the last three quarters of 2020 were very good for U.S. equity markets. Ever since that COVID washout in early 2020, the markets have, for the most part, gone straight up. And 2021 was, in a way, kind of a boring market for those passive investors because the indexes just kept moving higher. Not the same story if you were selecting stocks, because there are a number of stocks that have sold off in the face of these rising broad averages. But Doc, as we are now turning the corner out of what was a very good year for U.S. equity markets, what's your outlook for 2022?
Well, Corey and Chad, I mentioned a number of times in the past, in the last 2 months, that on the monthly chart, the MACD is at levels I haven't seen in years, as far as I can go back on my charts. And that, to me, is a warning sign. Now, you could for going forward, you could say, okay, we had a little peak in 2018 in January, February, and then the market started to trade sideways down on the MACD on the monthly chart, and the market still went up. We could have the same thing now. But the other possibility is that we could roll over, especially with the tapering and the promise of interest rate hikes. And now they're reestablishing the GDP for the first quarter of the year, saying they're concerned that it might not be the 5% increase that they were thinking of, but it could be as low as 2% increase. So we're getting into a year where there's going to be a lot of imponderables affecting this market. So what I did yesterday when the market opened and opened higher, I shorted it. And I did that partly because we were up around the upper Bollinger band on the daily chart. And I figured if we're going to have a slowdown in the economy next year, which is, I think, a real possibility, and even maybe get into a recession, that we might have a January effect that often happens to predate that. And I thought I'd position myself for that possibility. Now, whether that'll happen or not, I don't know, but we'll know the first 2 weeks of January. So that's how I'm looking at that, at the market right now.
Well, Doc, I just recently watched the movie The Big Short again. And so if you're right on this, we're going to make a part two starring Doc Postma, The Big Short part two. But on that January effect note, in all seriousness, you know, you sometimes can get a feel for the year based on how January goes. But is it also possible that January is still okay for the markets, but that the real pressure doesn't start until the Fed actually starts hiking rates, which is now looking more like May, and they think there's going to be a series of three hikes this next year? Couldn't that be what actually causes the real crimp, and couldn't it take a little while longer for that to set into the general markets?
Absolutely. And I think what I'm concerned about is this time around, the Fed might get a lot more aggressive than people think. And I mention it on the site that I think they're really scared of what they're seeing on the inflationary front. And they're going to have to really get aggressive to make it look like they're going to attempt to do something about that. And so it might not be the last time we saw them taper where they backed off rather quickly. This time they might inflict some pain on the markets, and not only on the conventional markets, but on the housing market and other markets, just to try to appear that they're serious about it this time. So it may get a little bit more dicey than people think this time around. Sure, January could have a decent month. We'll see. But I think next year could be a real problem for a lot of markets.
So, Doc, just looking at this monthly chart for the S&P, looking at really any Bollinger Band, whether you look at the 50-month, the 200-month, whatever it might be, these moving averages are way below where the current price is. Just goes to show how strong the markets moved this month. Is that worrisome at all for you? Because we do keep on hearing as much as stuff gets extended or stretched one way, usually everything does come back to the mean.
Absolutely, and that's an excellent point on the monthly. And whether you look at weekly or monthly charts like that, that's why I got a little bearish on the gold market also back in August and September of last year when I said we might be peaking. Whenever you outstrip from some of those long-term moving averages, you're just asking for trouble. And you're absolutely correct about that right now. And when you go back to 2007 and 8, when we had that financial crisis, the market came way back to those moving averages. So it could happen again, especially if the Fed gets a little bit too tight and suddenly lose control of this whole thing, then they're not going to be able to do anything about it, I think. And it might be out of their hands. And then the markets have a real problem on their hands, if that's the case.
Well, Doc, you've mentioned you're going to be monitoring the January effect for the general markets. But what about the precious metals? What are you looking at for gold as we move into the new year? Do you think we could get a bounce, the seasonally strong bounce coming out of tax loss selling? And where do you think it goes from there?
Well, gold is really interesting right here because we talked off mic about it, about how, and I mentioned that this morning we had a nice little rally in gold, and then we fell back a little bit. And what I found interesting about the rally this morning was we got up, and currently we're heading to that area, 1826. We're at 1826.70 right now. And if we close up here, this is going to be the first month in a long time that we're going to close a month above the 20-month moving average of the Bollinger Bands, which I've been emphasizing. And that, for the bulls, could be significant. We could back off again and by 4 or 6 o'clock be below that. But, you know, we're at 1826.70. And if you look at the monthly gold chart, the 20-month moving average of the Bollinger Bands is 1823.71. So we could close above this for the first time in about 4 months. And that's important to give hope that maybe we could start another gold bull here. Now, having said that, I think also we're destined in the early part of January to move higher. I think we're going to move up toward 1840, 1850. I wouldn't be surprised. And then it'll be whether it can hold that and even start another leg higher. If we're capable of that, we could be entering another bull move. However, we'll have to wait to see January play out to see if that happens.
Yeah, Doc, not to rain on the hope parade here, but again, gold, okay, encouraging that it is like $3-4 over that 20-month Bollinger Band, but in all fairness, it has been there before, hasn't closed a month there before, so that is encouraging, at least in those past like 5-6 months. But Doc, what about what we're seeing in the stocks? Because as much as we've had still an okay year for gold right around 1800, the stocks continue to get hit and we're seeing volumes drop off the table. It is common this time of year to see lower volumes, but it started months ago as well. So what are the stocks telling you about that whole hope trade that could happen early next year where gold breaks out?
And that is a disconcerting thing, Corey, is, and I mentioned that, is the gold stocks just do not seem to respond to any move by the gold price itself. And if you look at the volume this month, of course, we can say it's December, the bullish volume is way off, and it's getting back to levels that we saw back in 2014, 15, when we were seeing that bear market. And I don't like that. I would, and that's why January is probably going to be important to see if these gold stocks and silver stocks start to really start to respond, and we start to see some volume here. So January is going to be an important month from that standpoint. And it would be nice, though, if we're going to be in this for a while, that we just sell off a couple months and really sell down hard and get this over with. This slow drip is just really tough on investors in the precious metal area.
Well, Doc, just to that point, where would you see support levels coming in if we did, you know, have a little peak up at the beginning of the year, but then have one more washout? Let's say we do get that capitulative event. Where are you looking for support to come in? And what would you be looking for to get interested in buying where you think, okay, we've seen the worst of it?
I would get interest in buying more by looking at the stock charts that I'm following. I think we have a chance if we're going to continue to be bearish here. We're going to get back down to the high 1600 level. And then if we get back down to them, we could even go a little bit lower. I wouldn't be surprised to get up into the upper 1500s over the next few months. But what I'm watching is a lot of good companies that are just playing with their 200-week moving average right now. And if we have a move lower in the precious metal prices, we're going to see them break down, and some have already. Some of the explorers have, of course, but even in the good producers, if they break down below their 200-week moving averages, they're going to move lower and for one more move lower. But I wish that move lower would we just get a catharsis and get it over with instead of move below it and then gradually move down. But I think if we continue the bearish scenario, we can get into the upper 1500s on gold.
So, Doc, what are some of the key stocks that you're watching that will give us a bit of a heads up whether gold starts to break out early next year or if gold is starting to break down?
Well, one of the major ones, of course, is Newmont. And Newmont's had a nice run again. It's moving up again. And if Newmont could break out over $73 and hold on a weekly chart, that would really be positive. But one could argue that on the monthly chart, Newmont may be forming a head and shoulders pattern here over the next couple of months to 3 months. If that happens, that would not be a positive thing. Newmont could break down then finally and move back down towards its monthly 200-month moving average. So that's one of them I'm really watching is Newmont right now. As an indicator, because it's the best indicator of all the companies out there, I think.
So, Doc, how are you positioning that into early next year in these stocks? I know that you still have a fairly sizable cash position, but it sounds like it's kind of a coin flip, whether gold and the stocks go up or down early next year.
Yeah, I think we're going to know by the first quarter on what direction we're going to take on the gold market, because the Bollinger Bands are narrowing here to the point where the chart's going to have to make a decision. Gold's going to have to make a decision whether it breaks out to the outside or breaks down finally into a lower price range. And so I'm looking for January, February, and March is going to tell the story for the year for gold. So that's what I'm watching. And personally, I will buy some stocks that have really gotten hit. I'm slowly starting to move into some of the explorers that have gotten crushed. And I'll continue to buy them regardless of what the gold market does. Because even if we have a sell-off here, they're not going to be affected much anymore. They've had their losses. Whereas on some of the mid tiers, I'm waiting for them to break down more if we're going to have a lower price. So I am starting to purchase now, and I said I would the next 6 months. So I started, but I'm going to the stocks that have been hit the worst, frankly, right now, because there's not much downside to them anymore.
Yeah, Doc, there's no doubt that the Explorers have really taken it in the shorts on the last part of this year, really most of the year. And some of them are down 50, 60, 70%. So they probably are more insulated than the producers who may be more affected by a drop in the price. But let me ask you this, when we see a rebound in the sector, it's usually the producers that move first. You know, they're the ones that get the bid along with the royalty companies, then the developers, and then the Explorers. So if you did see that capitulative move, would you be interested in getting into some of those producers since they're usually the first movers?
Absolutely. But I have plenty of time to get into them because they've been hit also. So it's not a matter of me missing a move here, but I would have to see them break certain price positions on their charts to get excited about them because they're all in a range yet. And even with this move in gold today and what I anticipate in January, if they don't start moving here, that just signals to me again that we're not going to go anywhere significant on the upside until I see it on some of these gold producer charts. That's what I'm looking at.
So we're going to need a move early on in the year, and that should dictate the rest of the year, I guess. But Doc, what about any other commodities too? Because this year, if you were invested in uranium, you did very well. Even some of the other sectors, as long as you were selective, you did well. Do you see opportunity in any other, especially commodity sector?
I read somebody the other day on Kitco that was really positive about commodities and not particularly gold, but I don't see it because if we have a slowdown like I think we're going to do next year and China's already sucking wind, where's it going to come from? So I'm not that particularly enthralled with commodities either. And when you look at some of the uranium stocks, of course, they've gotten hit also, and they're coming down too. And I think they're not done being hit here, frankly. So when you look at multiple charts and even the copper chart, which has gotten hit too. And I don't see any incipient increase on copper either. In fact, some of these stocks now are dropping below their 50-week moving averages, and that's a real negative too. And I think copper is going to start to do that pretty soon here. And if that does it, that means that copper is going to break down even further. And so I'm not particularly really enthralled with the commodities at this point either. I don't see any strength in them right now. And I think that will probably continue well into this year, so we'll see. But yeah, I don't see strength there either currently on the charts.
Well, Doc, then I've just got to ask, how do you think silver will fare? Because sometimes silver is tied to the precious metals and it follows generally tracks gold, but it's also got that industrial component where it's been tracking, some of the other commodities and base metals. Do you think if there's not a big move in commodities, that may weigh on silver?
Yeah, I do, and I think the silver chart. To me, looks worse than the gold chart right now, and the Bollinger Bands are really narrowing there as well. And I don't see a big downdraft in silver, but I could potentially see a slow grind lower here as we move into 2022. And so I don't think silver is going to go anywhere anytime fast either. And so I think, as I've said before, I think really what's going to happen is 2022 is going to be a bottoming year for almost all of these asset classes as far as commodities and precious metals.
All right, Doc. Very, very interesting comments. And thank you for sharing some of your thoughts, not just on the precious metals. Look, I always appreciate the way you are viewing the charts. And even though it tends to be maybe a little bit more bearish than some of the gold bugs would want, you have been fairly accurate when, unfortunately, it's been more of a down or sideways to lower type move. But hey, who knows? Early next year sounds like critical to be at least watching some of these stocks and seeing where that next leg is going to take us. Doc, as always, buddy, great having you on the show. Thanks for all your time in 2021. Look forward to chatting with you next year. Have a very happy new year, Doc.